My question for you is, you mentioned how we're going to defeat ISIS, and what I was curious about is whether or not you had some specific criteria that needs to be met before you're satisfied that we're mission complete in the elimination of ISIS.
Yeah, I do. It takes the following things. First and foremost, and absolutely necessary but not sufficient, is to defeat them in Syria and Iraq. And that means a number of things, but importantly, it means taking away from them the cities of Raqqa in Syria and Mosul in Iraq, and thereby making it plain to all that there is not going to be a state based upon this ideology. So that is necessary. It's not going to be sufficient. By the way, that needs to be followed by, to get back to an earlier question, governance there that can keep terrorism defeated. We can enable the defeat of terrorism, but somebody's got to govern terrorism afterwards. That's a whole other challenge. We're working on that too. But we also know, second, that ISIL has, I talk about like a cancer, has metastasized. Pops up a little bit in Afghanistan, a little bit in Libya, a little bit here. And we're going to need to defeat it in those places as well. Each of them is a somewhat different context and a different history. We get back to an earlier question, but we got to go after them too. And then finally, we have to protect our own country, both from the possibility of attacks that are directed by the outside, or simply inspired in somebody who's lost their way and looking at the internet, and that happens. And we need to protect ourselves against that as well. Now, I'm confident we can do all that, and we're going to do all that, in addition to everything else we need to do to protect ourselves. We're that good. We will do it. But it's going to take a lot of effort, and we're looking every day to do more, because we want to accelerate that process, particularly the defeat of ISIL in Syria and Iraq.